At least anecdotally, it seems that a few months of isolation has triggered a need for human contact. Old friends are connecting after years of being out of touch. Have you heard from an old friend lately? WHQR has this report.
Just calling to catch up. How's it going?
Oh, hey, Mitch. How are you? It's been a long time. How are you holding up during this?
That's Mitch in Massachusetts. My best friend from high school. We've spoken more in the last 3 months than in the last 3 years.
Well, it's a difficult time, but, you know, we're hanging in there, and it's a great opportunity to connect up with people that haven't spoken in a while.
According to Richard Pond, a psychology professor at UNCW, people are reconnecting in big numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we're experiencing times of stress and sort of we feel very dysphoric, that can make us lonely and that can trigger nostalgia. And really that nostalgia is sort of useful for fostering social connection. Humans have this really fundamental need to have positive relationships. And so I think in times like this, we're trying to have, you know, sort of re-energize those intimate connections that we used to have.
He says while there is an increase in communication platforms like Zoom and Facebook, folks are also gravitating to an old-fashioned phone call.
And that's because texting isn't really a platform for intimate communication. It sort of deprives your that intimacy from that relationship. So, like, I'm just thinking when I'm texting with a friend, you know, a lot of times, you know, texting is good for a useful sort of, hey, how are you doing kind of thing. But when we get into a conversation, you know, I might be asked something and then I'm typing my answer and they have four more points and my response that I'm trying to type out is not relevant anymore. So I just kind of want to be like, okay, let's just talk, right? Talking on the phone over texting allows for more intimate communication.
Mitch's wife, Judy, who I've known since kindergarten, has been making more phone calls than usual lately.
I agree 100%. I mean, you really have the back and forth of a conversation and the inflection in the voice. I mean, I really, really enjoy the phone call. I don't particularly enjoy FaceTime, but I really, really enjoy the phone call. And it's liberating, really. And it's, you know, we're catching up with people that mean a lot to us. I feel like, you know, moving forward, God willing, we'll remember this and bring it with us into, you know, the post-pandemic era. You know, and not slide back into spending time on things that really aren't important.
Both Judy and UNCW's Richard Pond agree that it would be nice if this perceived increase in personal communication stuck around after life started to return to some sort of normalcy.
I have a fear that we'll return back to normal, whatever, you know, the normal was pre-quarantine. I kind of, it's really easy to fall back into our old patterns, but it would be nice, I think, if we could learn to slow down. Like, I think this is a good lesson for us to slow down, take it easy, and really check in with other people. Like, it's good to, if you're a good friend, if you're checking in with your friends to see how they're doing through this, if we can sort of maintain that after the quarantine, I think that would be to our benefit.
For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.